A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, I'd like us to consider the Word of God, the book of the preacher, Ecclesiastes, chapter number 2, verse number 26. The Bible says, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give it unto him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of the spirit." Our consideration this morning is a look at those things that God gives. God has given us great promises. For some few days, we have seen the promises, beautiful promises of God for our lives and for our destinies. So we want to consider the things that God gives from this passage of scripture, this verse of scripture. We want to see those things that God gives that will enhance the performance or the fulfillment of his ultimate counsel, purpose, and word for our lives and for our destinies. Taking a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, and a few other scriptures, we'll look at a few things, five in number for our purpose this morning, that God gives. What are those things that God gives and that will enhance the fulfillment and the performance of his counsel? Though, what are those things that God gives so that his word can come to pass and that it might do better to us than at the beginning, that our things may get better and better? Don't forget the promise of multiplication, of increase, of settlement. Those are the things that God has in mind. But what will God give in order for us to enhance and obtain all his promises for our lives? Number one, from this verse of scriptures, the Bible says, God gives to a man that is good in his sight wisdom. Don't forget, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. It says, therefore, get wisdom, and with your gettings, get understanding. Wisdom is the ability given to a man to properly coordinate the affairs of his life. Wisdom, the ability to discern, the ability to know right from wrong, the ability to use right judgment. Wisdom can be broken into the different aspects and perspectives, but wisdom is given so you can coordinate your activities. It is the tool that you need to be able to coordinate your activities for fruitfulness. Wisdom is all that you need to be able to manage your life, manage your time, manage your activities productively. Don't forget, this wisdom is a proper application of knowledge, the proper application of the word of God to produce results. This wisdom is given to enable you properly coordinate your activities with a view to producing results. The inability to coordinate the activities of a man's life, that is what leads to frustration and failure. But wisdom is needed so you'll be able to coordinate the activities of your life, the activities of the year, of the month, of the time, maximizing your time to produce results. So number one thing that God gives from that verse of scripture is that God gives wisdom. Secondly, the Bible says God gives knowledge. He gives wisdom and he gives knowledge. Knowledge of what to do in any given circumstance. That is very important. The reason why many people fail is because they do not know what to do when they find themselves in certain situations of life and of destiny. So God gives wisdom to be able to coordinate the activities of your life. God gives knowledge, knowledge of what to do in any given situation. Dear listener, there will be situations that will come our way this month and beyond. Situations will happen, circumstances will happen. Every one of us will find ourselves in certain situations, certain circumstances. But those who will produce results are those who have the knowledge of what to do in their given circumstances. And so the knowledge of what to do, that is what God gives again. So we could see God gives wisdom, God gives knowledge. What again does God give? Number three, he will put money into your hands. That's exactly what the scripture says in our passage of consideration. Don't forget, the Bible says he has given travail to the sinner to gather and to heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before God. So the sinner is gathering, the sinner is heaping up. And what he is gathering and heaping up is to give to the man that is good in the sight of God. So this end of the year season, God wants to put money into your hands. He wants to do wealth transfer. Transfer wealth from the sinners into the hands of the saints, into the hands of the man who has the knowledge of what to do with money. Number two, he wants to put money in the hands of the man who has the wisdom of how to coordinate and utilize the money that he will put into his hands. That's why you need knowledge, and that's why you need wisdom, so you'll be able to manage the resources that God wants to transfer to you. Don't ever forget, God will have to prepare you for what he has prepared for you. And so you must understand this. He will prepare you for what he has prepared for you. So God will put money in your hands. God will put great resources into your hands. What use is wisdom and knowledge of what to do if what you do is not commensurate with the result you have? If you labor and you don't have a commensurate result, of what use is the wisdom? Of what use is the knowledge of what to do when what you are doing does not produce the desired result? My prayer is that what you do will produce the desired result in the precious name of Jesus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, from verse 14 to verse number 16, hear what the scripture says. The Bible says, there was a little city and few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. May your word be heard in the name of Jesus. You cannot afford to live or operate in poverty. The poor man's word is not heard. God will put resources in your hand, and God will give you wisdom. God will give you knowledge, and God will give you resources. You will not be poor. Those are the things that God will do in your life this month and as this year winds to a close. Number four, the fourth thing God gives that he will give to you is the unction to function with ease. For all things to come to pass, you need that unction to function with ease. In 1 John chapter number 2 and in verse number 20, you have the unction of the Holy One, is what the scripture says. So you need this unction, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. This unction from God makes a man operate with ease. It is like the oil that is poured upon you to aid and performance, to make you function with ease, to produce results with ease. God is giving you this unction also. And finally, God is giving you joy in what you do, joy in what you do. We go back as we conclude to where we started from, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 2, and in verse number 26. And the scripture says, for God giveth to the man, a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. So God gives joy. Again, I repeat, God will give you joy. So you will end this year with great joy. You will end it on a note of testimony. You will end it on a note of celebration. You will end it on a note of thanksgiving. God will give you joy. There will be joy unspeakable in your life, in your family, in your destiny. So God gives these five things for us to be able to fulfill his purpose for our lives, for us to be able to get those things that he has destined and he has proposed for us, to arrive at the place that he has designed for us and to achieve those things he has planned and proposed for us, and to make us end this year better than we started it. God will give you wisdom to coordinate your activities. God will give you knowledge of what to do in any given circumstances. God will put money into your hands. There'll be a transfer of the wealth of the Gentiles into your hands. God will give you unction to function with ease and to produce results beyond your capacity. And God will give you joy. You will have joy in all that you do. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, give me wisdom. Baptize me afresh with the spirit of wisdom. Give me knowledge. Let me know what to do. Let me not be stranded in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will fill me and baptize me afresh with the spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, you will give me knowledge. Give me the knowledge of what to do in any given circumstance. In all circumstances, let me know what to do. Let me not be stranded. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, put resources into my hands. This end of the year season, put resources into my hands. Shall we pray? Father, I pray that you will put resources into my hands. This end of the year season, put resources into my hands. Let me not lack resources. Let me not lack money. You have promised to transfer the wealth of the Gentiles unto me. Lord, let there be that transfer. Let resources be transferred to me. Let wealth be transferred to me. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive unction to function with ease. Father, give me the unction to operate with ease. This end of the year season, let me function with ease and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray for joy. Father, let me end this year with joy. Give me joy in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let me have joy. Let me have rejoicing. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that God will give to you wisdom and knowledge. He will give to you understanding. He will give unto you resources. God will give you unction to function with ease. God will give you joy in all that you do, in the precious name of Jesus. I receive all these for you, and I pray in the name that is above all names, that you begin to record amazing results by reason of this that God is giving to you. God will give you resources that will be a wealth conversion to you in the name of Jesus. And you will end this year, according to God's word, better than you started it. You will end with great things, great resources to show to the praise of the glory of God. You will end this year with joy. Your joy will not be truncated. Your joy will not be interrupted. Your joy will not be tampered with. And God's name will be honored. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Chris Mann with your prayers, with your giving, and by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on all my social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting package of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.